This is the KVNF Morning News for Thursday, June 27th, 2013. I'm Marty Derlin. The Delta County Independent reports that the Vision Home and Community Program will bring the county its first charter school in the coming months. A resolution approving the Vision Charter Academy was announced on June 20th. The Independent reports the school will continue its operations at three campuses in Delta, in the North Fork and Surface Creek Valleys, serving kindergarten through 12th grade. As a charter school, Vision will now receive 100% of its funding from the state and then will buy services from the school district. These services include administration costs, nursing services, and technology needs. Alternative Education Coordinator Delaine Hudson said the school will begin discussions about its facility needs, specifically in Paonia, during the next school year. Colorado Creative Industries, a division of the Colorado Office of Economic Development, announced the certification of five new creative districts in the state last week. The North Fork Valley, Telluride, and Ridgeway were among the districts certified. The certification means state recognition of the creative assets and products produced in the area, as well as grant monies for marketing campaigns. The North Fork Valley will receive $15,000 this year and next year, and $50,000 total over the next 5 years to further develop the creative industry. KVNF's Allie Lightfoot spoke with Susie Caldas, who's the executive director of the North Fork Creative Coalition, to find out more about what this designation means for the valley and how it all came about.
The state of Colorado is undergoing a total 180 shift in their marketing of the state. They're underway with a campaign called Making Colorado. It's a 1 to 2 year rebranding and remarketing as more than just a recreation ski state, more comprehensive with agritourism and the wineries that we have and the arts and performance that we offer. So it's kind of all converging at the same time, this Creative District program and the Making Colorado program. The Betcher Foundation has pledged several hundred thousand dollars to the Creative District program, and the Creative Coalition will be receiving grant money over the next 5 years to assist us with our operational expenses. Last year, we were given a Small Steps grant to produce a marketing plan for the North Fork Valley, and that's about a 60-page comprehensive plan. And now we are hoping to execute that plan into a full-fledged marketing campaign. One vision I have for the Valley is that we'll create a universal North Fork Valley brand stamp or sticker. So every product from the cheese and wine to the clothing, jewelry, and blacksmith work will have this North Fork Valley stamp on it, and people will start to recognize this area as a source for quality goods and wonderful artisanal products.
Tune in next Tuesday for Local Motion to hear the complete interview with Susie Caldas about the North Fork Creative District. And you can join members of the Creative Coalition today in Paonia Town Park at 6 p.m. for a celebration of the Creative District status. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports a group backing tax increases to fund public schools has decided to push Initiative 22, which would raise around $950 million for education. The group, known as Colorado Commits to Kids, says the new funds are needed due to the state's cutting of nearly $1 billion in school funding, a result of the recent recession. Under the plan, Coloradans earning $75,000 a year or less would pay a flat 5% in state income taxes, while those earning more would pay 5.9%. That's up from the current tax rate of 4.63% currently paid by all Coloradans. The Sentinel reports the new measure would require that 43% of all state taxes go to public schools. The new tax increase would supplement that funding. To qualify the measure for the November 5th ballot, the group needs 86,105 signatures by August 5th. The measure will be known as Amendment 66 if it makes the ballot. And the West Fork Fire Complex continued to burn uncontrolled through beetle-killed timber on Wednesday, growing to just over 81,000 acres in southern Colorado. The Denver Channel spoke to fire management officials on Wednesday who said the fire had grown on its northeastern flank with more than 1,300 firefighters and 14 helicopters continuing to fight the flames. Firefighters continued to fortify a protective line outside of South Fork as of Wednesday, with crews also protecting structures near Lake Humphreys, Sentinel Peak, and alongside Highway 149. That highway remains closed, as does 50 miles of the Colorado Trail through the Rio Grande National Forest, and about 150 miles of the Continental Divide Scenic Trail in the Rio Grande and San Juan National Forests. The fire's growth potential and terrain difficulty for firefighters remains extreme. And the Denver Post reports that with only a few days left before new Colorado gun control legislation goes into effect, a company will protest one more time by handing out 1,500 30-round magazines for free. The Erie-based Magpul Industries announced the giveaway on the company Facebook page yesterday. The ammunition magazine manufacturer will take part in the A Farewell to Arms Festival in Infinity Park in Glendale on Saturday. On July 1st, the law, which limits and bans gun magazines to hold more than 15 rounds and was signed by Governor John Hickenlooper in March, goes into effect. The first 1,500 attendees who are at least 18 years old will get a magazine, the company's website said. The event is hosted by the nonprofit Free Colorado, which advocates for the rights of gun owners, according to its website. And that's the KVNF News for Thursday, June 27th, 2013. I'm Marty Derlin. Thanks for listening.